U.S. President Joe Biden is heading to the U.S.-Mexico border later Sunday for a firsthand look at border security. The stop in El Paso, Texas, will be his first visit to the border as president. Republicans have hammered him as soft on security, while a large number of migrants are crossing in spirals. El Paso is currently the biggest corridor for illegal migrants. Because of Nicaraguans fleeing their country, they're among migrants from four countries who are now subjected to quick expulsion from the border under new U.S. rules. Allies of Britain's royal family are pushing back against claims made by Prince Harry in his new memoir. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
The book paints the monarchy as a cold and callous institution. Buckingham Palace has not officially commented on Spare, but British newspapers and websites brimmed Saturday with quotes from unnamed royal insiders who rebutted Harry's accusations. Harry has said he expects counterattacks from the palace over the book, which is due to be published on Tuesday. The Associated Press obtained an early copy of the book, which recounts Harry's grief at the death of his mother in 1997. It all describes the tense relationship with elder brother Prince William and growing disenchantment with royal life. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Australia's northwest is facing a 1-in-100-year flood crisis, according to an official, as many communities were stranded and prompted hundreds of evacuations, authorities said on Sunday. The crisis in the Kimberley, an area in Western Australia state about the size of California, was sparked last week by a severe weather system with a former tropical cyclone that brought heavy rain.
Now, as we know, people in the Kimberley are experiencing a 1-in-100-year flood event, the worst flooding Western Australia has had in its history.
Western Australia Emergency Services Minister Stephen Dawson, the Fitzroy Crossing, a community of around 1,300 people, has been among the worst hit, with supplies having to be airlifted due to flooded roads. I'm Joe Ramsey.